fantastic to see it happen.
I said, look, for the next 3 years, we've got an opportunity, particularly for us. It's great, of course, we can really focus on, it's almost a home game for us, I suppose, getting the right sides together to be able to compete or be competitive. Now, our target today is, or this tournament, is to get ourselves up off the Richardson Shield group and get into the Caldwell Cup group, and we'll work up to hopefully winning that over the next 2 years, hopefully. So, yes, it's great in that regard. It's good for Tamworth. We've just opened up the gates for nothing, and people can come and have a look at all the games. I've been going since 8 o'clock this morning, so it's all happening.
Because it's not just the guys playing, it's obviously the girls playing as well, which is fantastic to see.
Yes, first time that they've had the Women's 15s Championship with the Country Championship, or Men's Country Championship, so, and that's been a bit of a challenge because that's a lot more games, and there's about, I think there's seven zones that turned up with Women's 15s, including us, Centre North, so that's a big thing because, you know, it's always taken second string in the Women's 15s, and here we are finishing in with our main country championships.
I think it's great. I mean, obviously Central North play, I think it's Western Plains today, if I've done my homework right.
Yes, we've got to get over Western Plains. They travel in from out west, they're unknown. Last year they knocked us out of the championships down at Warren, so we don't take them lightly. So we've got to get through that one, and we then, because there's only four in that group, we win today, we go straight to the final tomorrow.
Which will be interesting, because there's an opportunity there to play against the other teams from up north, shall I say?
Yes, that's right. We hope that New England win today so they can play us in the final tomorrow, but if we both lose, we'll still get the knockouts together.
I guess it'd be interesting from your perspective to be able to sit there, the two presidents of the two zones, I mean, team of playing basically Armidale, let's call it that.
Yes,
And see how that pans out tomorrow. Have to put you in separate boxes or something.
Yes, that's right. It'll just give us a bit of a... Unfortunately, with the way it happened, that we don't get any idea how we're travelling against the likes of New England, and we had hoped with that integrated competition that would be the case, but of course, with Tamworth going up there, we don't have the old Pirates-Tamworth game anymore, so that was always a good yardstick to see how not only those two clubs are travelling, but a bit of an idea how New England might be going as well. But anyway, we wish New England well, and I hope they win today so we can play them tomorrow in the green box.
I'm beating them tomorrow. What an outcome that'd be.
That's right. It'd be tremendous.
So, Tony, I mean, you know, we might have to talk to someone, but, you know, is there a consideration of playing like a Super Cup here when whoever wins the Central North plays it, whoever wins in New England, the last game of the year?
that would be, and it's something, you know, that probably, it's already been suggested, and it's something that maybe we could look at for the future. Unfortunately, most of the time we get to our grand finals and people, dripped away, and our better players who might be in teams that didn't play in the final, pretty hard to get back after the season. You know? So it might have to be sort of mid-season. We could have a little extra run on Country Championships Day and say, we're going to have New England play Central North regardless.
No matter what.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I was thinking actually, like, whoever wins the grand final, whether it's Pirates, but lucky enough to win four in a row, Tamworth, who might happen to win the New England one, that'd be a great game.
That's right. And they're on track to do that.
Yeah,
while they're going out there. Pirates are having a bit of a... at the moment, they're just outside the pool, but they'll build momentum, hopefully, in the second round. My estimation, I think Walk is going to be the side to beat this year, and hopefully if they don't make the grand final, that they do well.